Sorry about that, guys. This will be our part two phase right here. But I wanted to talk to you about turning down naysayers. So now we have opened this up onto StreamYard. So your camera going back and forth phasing, focusing on me, opening it up to my group, Passive Central book, and on Luke's page. So if you're catching it on there, please make sure that you give us some love as we talk about this. I like playing my hair when I'm thinking. I think I probably grew it out. But let me talk to you. Back on my friend, doing his business, doing the thing. Yeah, people are going to have opinions, but the thing is, you got one of two options. You can either let people write your narrative for you to say, hey, you're not this, you're not that, blah, blah, blah. Or you prove them wrong. Best way to prove people wrong. And the reason why, let's go back on why these niggas do this. It could just be that's their way to motivate people. If you watch The Last Dance with Michael Jordan, talk about how Michael Jordan was not the nicest guy on the team, even though he was your teammate. He would be trying to pull something out of it. And he said that was his way of getting people in sync with what he was doing. Most of the time it worked, other times it did not work. And I can understand where that's coming from, but you know, you got to let people know that, you know, because some people don't have to, you know, there's no, if this pen doesn't do a single thing. I might need a pen out of case. I might need it to have a little bit more thick on the right. I might need this pen to have different colors. It's not one pen that does all. Same thing with the way we make their approaches. The other thing, it could be prejudice, right? We do in the world where people still judge folks based off how they look. You know, I'm black. You might have that I don't like black people. I didn't say anything to hurt them or anything based off that action cause what they grew up with, they're using that. Or it could be because of sex. It could be because they might be a different sex, born a different way, and they changed their life. What could be, may not be religious. But it'd be like, hey, I don't like being around people. Be talking about the Bible all the time. I think they're crazy people. You know, stuff like that. And you just got to check them the box. But I will tell you this. If people don't like you, it's not that something that you did to offend them. You walking up off the street and people talking to you. It is basically they made it a point not to like you. And I think that I'm going to have the same thing said about me, but I know facts, no reality. If you let people sit there and tell, like, you know, crazy or whatever, have those receipts. Now, for this thing that he's went through, you don't go back and tell the person, hey, they're not playing mediator. The information that was given to them and they're talking to you. To me, I don't think that's fair. I think there should be some lock open. If I have the nerve to write that to a stranger, so they can see before you get to the guy, I think it should be a conversation before, you know, just feel about you. At the end of the day, that's the truth. Because if you say something crazy about someone, and if you turn around and say, they're this, they're that, blah, blah, this, and then they turn around and show like, hey, this is the same guy who wrote this. Why did he give me this? Why did he give me a award? Why did he recommend me for this? That's talking about two sides of your mouth, that's my father say. And you can't do that. You got to be strict with people. Naysayers are going to be responsibility as a person, whether you're trying to do a business, whether you're trying to just, you know, it's above getting that pushing with. It's not to fall into that trap. I know there's been times where I wanted to punch the hell out of boss, right? There's been times where I wanted to go crazy. I want to snap. I wanted to do some things, right? But if I do that, he wins. And I'm not sitting there saying turn the other cheek and stuff like that. You get smart. You get smart because folks out here are going to try to play dirty with you. And what they a new rank for commander and there's a little bottle. And they say, hey, if you want this, let me kick you around like a puppy. Little poor puppy and kick you around in your gut and things like that. Don't you want more money? Don't you want this? This is good, right? This is what you want. And in my opinion, this generation is coming up. They seeing this way before I am, right? there for 12 years. They're seeing this, and they're like, I don't want nothing to do with this community. Not saying the Navy's dead, but in the road 500 miles away versus we've seen the road 10 miles away or 5 miles away. And talking to the younger group, they're like, I'm not taking no bonus money. I'm going to do a lot of transfer. As soon as you give me the pen, I'm going to go pull chunks. And a lot of people are trying to do that now. That's why they're having all these issues with, hey, we're going to promote you. If you do this, we want you to stay in longer. Because a lot of older people are seeing this too. A lot of older people that's been there that I have are like, I'm not doing this no more. I'm done. Y'all have me go out to a ship and it's all crazy going fine. You think I'm lying? I've met people. I work with people that this. No, I'm done with the ship because that's the caveat right there. You could take special rank. You give me a few years to use on ship one last time, but then you leave and pull chalks. Now, my folks are not doing it. They said, no, you let me retire at shore, and that's going to be a wrap. So you might say, look, why do these guys want to leave, right? Remember those names. But they just say, you know what? I can actually make more money with something that I love without getting kicked in the stomach. And, you know, you do have these macho folks sit there and say, whatever, we didn't even, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But now the reality is, because when we brought money, I mean, bonuses, $100,000 bonuses, $40,000 bonuses. So for we kick that bonus the level that me and my friend got old. That means you can't keep enough people in. A lot of people are trying to get out. So usually at that point in their life, they're not gonna lack transfer. Like my last leg here, I lack transfer if I wanted to, if they allow me, right? But now we're into a situation now where people in our year group are not allowed to actually leave out of the community that they want to deal with. That is that you just can't fly out there and be like, hey, take me. Both communities have to agree together and they're able to let transfer. But if you have folks in your community that refuse to let you go, even though you're not happy, they'd rather see you quit after the military than let you go. But they lose. And that's the thing that makes no sense. Let people go if the team wants you. You know, don't feel down because I gotta do my thing on this day, but I'm gonna have receipts on this day. So people start looking at me crazy. Well, you didn't have this, you didn't have that. Show the receipts. I got a receipt in here right now. So if people sign this and that, I don't care. Only God can judge me. It's not me. Only God can judge me. These people can write these things. These are the same people who didn't put me to the side, right? If I was jacked up, because that's my belief. If you're jacked up, you put a young. Let me talk to you. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about the things that you're doing that needs to be improved. You need to get this, you get that. Look, check this out. 2 weeks to see your progress, or 2, 3 weeks or